Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Christmas Valley cowboy Rube Long, co-author of the book titled The Oregon Desert, wrote that before the early 1920s, no town was much until it had a livery barn. Towns grew up around stables. Long said, "The stable came first. Later, a hotel was built close to it, then a saloon." Long said that before there were car rentals and garages, livery stables rented horses, teams, and wagons to travelers. They also boarded and treated lame horses and rented livery to local residents for weddings and funerals. The travelers arrived by stage, hired a livery, and drove over the desert on business. In Long's words, traveling salesmen could scarcely operate without a stable, and neither could cattle buyers, doctors, or homestead locators. The stable was off limits for women, too much profanity. And Long wrote, "The slightly pleasant smell of horse manure was all over the place." He noted that modern-day car rentals and garages are, as he put it, short of fragrance. Long wrote, "Fire was the only real enemy of the barn. The scream of a burning horse is a bad thing to remember." Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.